What's up, Atlanta? It's a Tuesday with Turtle. We got the full four with you tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When I see Damian Day-Day Lewis tomorrow, executive producer of Dukes and Bell, I am going to stand him nose to nose tomorrow and go, "Kind sir, I have two words for you and that vagabond crew that you lead, Dukes and Bell. Clock integrity." For whatever reason, these Hooters remotes, Dukes and Bell, feel the need. Don't tread on me, Oren Romaine. Don't tread on me. You're getting the hero in the half shell tomorrow. Turtle is coming out firing. I want my 4 hours of programming. All right, don't cut me short by 6 minutes. And I can hear Mike Conti in his car driving home right now. Dude, you're wasting more time talking about it. Get to whatever you're going to talk about. I know. Sorry, Mike. I'm just a little frustrated, you know? It's my time. This is my time. All right. Falcons joint practices went on today. And I am very pleased. I am very pleased with what I saw, particularly with one thing. What's that thing, Turtle? Well, I'm glad you asked. The 9-5 connection. Oren, we're going to have to get a drop every time I talk about Penix in London, just of Dolly Parton going, "Working 9-5. We got to just get that thing going for this season, because they are ripping it up, not only in practices, but today in the scrimmages, they were on fire. And Drake London even went so far as to moss one of the Titans cornerbacks in embarrassing fashion. He took the ball right over his head and then completed the catch. It was awesome to watch. Defense continues to fly around. James Pierce Jr. continues to talk his ish, according to the Titans, and you love to see it. It was overall a very, very productive day in Atlanta. So that led me to think, okay, we got this 9-5 connection. We got Ray Ray's looking good. Bijan's looking good. The only hitch in the giddy up is if Darnell Mooney is going to be ready to go. And Raheem Morris again today was rather coy about the status of our WR2. But the depth there has shown with guys like David Sills and Casey Washington. They're not household names by any stretch, but they're guys that have been productive, and as long as Penix can get them the ball, they look like guys who can come down with it. So I'm not incredibly worried about Mooney, but it is a little, at this point, because it's been a couple of weeks and there's been no concrete update to speak of. But even with that said, got a question for y'all at 404-726-0929. After I looked at the numbers, came up with a question. How good can this Falcons offense be in 2025? You want to know how good I think it could be? Top five. Top five offense in the NFL. Right up there with the Bengals. And right up there with the Chiefs. Ravens. Niners. Rams. Whatever teams you want to say. The Bucks. Right up there. And here's why. In 2024, I did not know this. Did you know? The Falcons' offense was top five in total yards and passing yards per game. Huh. Well, I guess that makes sense. You know, Kirk had a bunch of big games. Penix had a big game at the end there. But they were top. Despite Kirk Cousins literally falling apart in the middle of the season, the Falcons' offense was top five in total yards and passing yards per game. Pretty good. Now, you would figure 17 weeks of Penix, that's only going to go up, right? You hope. But here's the kicker. They were only top 15 in both total points and points per game. So one thing doesn't make sense here. Why are they top five in total yards and passing yards, but they're only top 15 in points and points per game? Well, I found the missing link. And mentioning Mike Conti, this is something that he and I were discussing in the bullpen before my show started. We were talking about the Falcons and their offense. Did you know the Atlanta Falcons in 2024 were just 20th in red zone scoring? That's not good. That's nowhere near good enough, and that's not good in general. So you put all that pie together, and that's exactly why the offense, despite being top five in total yards and passing yards per game, was so meh, was so mediocre for the majority of the year. Once you got past 6-3 and 4-0 in the NFC South, it was essentially all downhill from there until Penix took over. And he only really had one big game out of the three, so it couldn't save your averages there. So, my question to you, Falcons fans, 404-726-0929, given that information, given the personnel for this year, and given your overall optimism about the state of the team, can this offense be a top five total offense in 2025? I think they absolutely can be. A couple of things need to go right. The offensive line needs to play well. Neusel needs to hold up his end as the new starting center. We need to see McGarry consistently pass block for consecutive games in a row with Penix under center. And we need to see the complement of weapons do their part. Kyle Pitts could be that magic pill to solve those end zone woes. Put that big body in there. Couple of slant routes. Couple of go balls. Just say, go get it, big fella. Again, they were 20th in red zone scoring in 2024. Nowhere near good enough. So 404-726-0929. Can the Atlanta Falcons offense be a top five offense in 2025? Or are you in wait-to-see mode? Because I get it. Listen, red zone woes, ineffectiveness, inconsistency, those things have plagued the Falcons, particularly on offense, for the last few years, since Matt Ryan was in his prime. It just hasn't been the same. So I get it if you're hesitant and you want to see it first. Penix only had three games under his belt. That's not a ton. But at the end of the day, year two, weapons, London looks unstoppable. Bijan looks unstoppable. If the offensive line holds up, if Pitts can give us something, I think they could be a top five offense in the league. What do you think? 404-726-0929. We'll take your calls when you get back. When we get back, I should say. You'll be back and I'll be back, so we'll be back. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Chris Thomas tonight. We're just getting started talking Falcons offensive potential with you at 404-726-0929. Back with you in five, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Good job, Bo. We're working 9 to 5, baby.